Listen. You're in a privileged position to learn a thing or two. Keep your mouth shut and your eyes open.
Let me think about it. Got my money. Party with bitches. Hundreds and fifties. Big ass titties. Count the green. Get in between those titties. Simone, let's party, homie.
Party, homie. Come on.
Check 1-2, the Fat Mac, the Almighty 3XL, coming at y'all live and direct from the Mac City Limits, MacCity.com. You know how we do, man. We on another motherfucking excursion into the unknown. Today's lesson, my friends, is something real simplistic, man. Some of my shows for the past, I don't know, month, I guess some people feel have been a tad bit derogatory towards black folk in general and shit, man. And I'm just a no-nonsense type motherfucker, man. You know, when I did the George Carlin thing, some motherfuckers didn't really appreciate me saying nigga comics and downgrading some of the nigga comics and shit, man. You know what I mean? And I just call it like I see it, man. Ain't too many motherfuckers I was just as talented as my nigga George Carlin. And you know, fuck, nigga, it is what it is, shit. And I sincerely believe that. I mean, all you gotta do is turn the motherfucking BET and look at shit like Comic View and shit. Yeah, the shit is funny, man, but the motherfucking routines is not goddamn intelligent, man. I mean, seriously, man. I mean, BET is just, it's garbage, man. You know what I mean? And only some fucking garbage-ass bullshit comedians can be on BET doing garbage-ass motherfucking routines, man. You know what I mean? I mean, if I see one more nigga get up there and talk about the differences between white folks and black folks and all that, goddamn, nigga. Fuck. Come on, man. Let's expand our motherfucking horizons, man. Every nigga comic does that shit, man. Everyone, man. And it's okay if you do the shit, if you do it intelligently, you know what I mean? But it's just like niggas just rehashing the same motherfucking old bullshit over and over a goddamn again, man. You know what I mean? Shit. And then one of my other shows, man, I was talking about how niggas, you know, I don't really fuck with too many niggas, man. I'm pretty much a solo motherfucker, man. And niggas didn't really take kindly to that, I guess. You know, like I'm some sort of uppity-ass bourgeois nigga and shit, man. And like I said, you can say what the fuck you want, man. But I'm out in these streets and I know how niggas do, man. You know what I mean? And shit, I've just learned to keep my cipher tight. Keep everybody within my circumference. Everybody that's within the circumference gotta be tried and true, nigga. You know what I mean? I just don't let anybody up in that motherfucker, man. So, that be white or black. But due to the fact that I'm hanging around niggas on a daily basis, of course, niggas is the main ones that's getting scrutinized, man. So, like I say, take it for what it's worth. I don't fuck with a lot of niggas, man. Shit. And that kind of alludes to, I had another question. Motherfuckers asking, how come I don't have people on my show? How come I don't interview people to have guest stars and all this kind of shit? Man, Fat Mac has always been a solo type nigga, man. You know what I mean? That's just how I do. I'm just a solo type motherfucker, man. Shit. Now, if cats want to holler at me and do shit with me, I ain't got no problem with that, man. You know what I mean? Fuck. I mean, ain't no knock on cats that want to holler at me and do shit. I mean, I'm all for that, man. But I mean, just coming up in school, coming up in life, I've just been a solo type nigga. I've never really felt the need to reach out and have no cooperative efforts in any sort of projects that I've ever done in my life, man. You know what I mean? So, it's just the way I am, man. You know what I mean? So, you know, you can call it, you know, how you see it. You can say whatever the fuck you want, man. You know, you think you better than niggas, and you think you better than this and whoop-de-woo, nigga, whatever shit. It is what it is, man. I stand by what the fuck I said. George Carlin's one of the most brilliant motherfuckers, you know what I mean, as far as comedians ever. And I did neglect to say that my nigga Dave Chappelle is one of them motherfucking trailblazing ass niggas too, man. I'm gonna give props to Dave Chappelle, you know what I mean, because he's kind of cut from the same cloth as George Carlin and shit, you know what I mean. I don't believe, I mean, when I did that comedian show, I was like, damn, I neglected to talk about my nigga Dave Chappelle. Fuck, how can I forget about my nigga Dave? Well, anyway, I corrected that just right now. My nigga Dave Chappelle, he's up there, top 10 list, all time favorite goddamn comedians and shit. And I still stand by what the fuck I said about fucking with niggas in general. I don't fuck with niggas, man. I just don't, man. Shit. And, you know, and niggas is always trying to make, I tell you what, fuck that, nigga. We're gonna take a break, man. You know, I'll be right back. Let me get back on this motherfucking shit a little bit later, man.
I am Gunnery Sergeant Hartman, your senior drill instructor. From now on, you will speak only when spoken to. And the first and last words out of your filthy sewers will be, sir. Do you maggots understand that?
Sir, yes, sir.
Bullshit, I can't hear you. Sound off like you got a pair.
Sir, yes, sir.
If you ladies leave my island, if you survive recruit training, you will be a weapon. You will be a minister of death praying for war. But until that day, you are pukes. You are the lowest form of life on earth. You are not even human fucking beings. You are nothing but unorganized, grabastic pieces of amphibian shit. Because I am hard, you will not like me. But the more you hate me, the more you will learn. I am hard, but I am fair. There is no racial bigotry here. I do not look down on niggers, kikes, wops, or greasers. Here you are all equally worthless. And my orders are to weed out all non-hackers who do not pack the gear to serve in my beloved corps. Do you maggots understand that?
Sir, yes, sir.
Bullshit, I can't hear you.
Sir, yes, sir.
What's your name, scumbag?
Sir, Private Brown, sir.
Bullshit, from now on you're Private Snowball. Do you like that name?
Sir, yes, sir.
Well, there's one thing that you won't like, Private Snowball. They don't serve fried chicken and watermelon on a daily basis in my mess hall.
Sir, yes, sir.
Is that you, John Wayne? Is this me?
Who said that? Who the fuck said that? Who's the slimy little communist shit twinkle toad cocksucker down here who just signed his own death warrant? Nobody, huh? The fairy fucking godmother said it. I'm fucking standing. I will PT you all until you fucking die. I'll PT you until your assholes are sucking buttermilk. Was it you, you scroungy little fuck, huh?
Sir, no, sir.
You little piece of shit, you look like a fucking worm. I bet it was you.
Sir, no, sir.
Sir, I said it, sir.
Full goddamn Metal Jacket, nigga. That's one of my favorite movies of all time, man. Full Metal Jacket, that's that shit, nigga. Man. Full Metal Jacket. Yeah, y'all niggas need to check that shit out, man. Well, you probably won't get shit out of it unless you was in the military like I was, man. And basically, I played that to lead into this next segment, man. One of the most profound things that was ever said to me was said to me by my drill sergeant back in 1988, Fort Sill, Oklahoma. My drill sergeant Saringer. This motherfucker, man, told me something that has stuck with me every day of my motherfucking life. Every day I wake up in the morning, man. Every time I take a breath, I think about this phrase this motherfucker told me, man. And I heard this phrase when I was at the firing range, man, shooting my M16. And, you know, I'm a city nigga, you know what I mean? I'm not used to getting dirty. I ain't used to fucking wallowing in the mud and the dirt and all this kind. I ain't really used to no hardships, you know what I mean? But I'm fresh off the block. I get down to Fort Sill, Oklahoma. We sitting down in laying down in a prone position. We in the foxholes out there on the firing range. It's like 102 degrees out there in the goddamn summertime, man. And, if any of y'all know anything about the military or the prone position when you find your M16, you gotta lay on your stomach and you gotta prop your weapon up and you gotta just rest your weapon. You gotta use your elbows to prop the weapon up to shoot your target and shit, man. And this particular day, like I said, it was 102 degrees, it was scorching hot, and he wanted me to lay down in these hot-ass, sharp motherfucking rocks, man. And the shit was tearing me up, man, you know what I mean? I was goddamn having a fit with these hot-ass rocks cooking my motherfucking elbows, digging into my skin and shit. It was painful. I could not shoot the goddamn targets for shit, man, because I was just, my elbows was bleeding. I had the rocks in my elbows, and man, and he kept coming over and he kept looking at me. He was like, son, what's the problem, son? And I just kept telling him, drill sergeant, I can't do it, drill sergeant. I can't do it. I can't shoot. I can't do it. I can't shoot. And so, I don't know, about three more attempts went to try and shoot these targets downrange, like 100 yards away, and I kept missing the shit, man. And basically, he came to me, and he told me this. This is what he said. Now, to the average nigga, this don't mean shit, right? But to me, it is like the most profound shit ever anybody's ever told me and shit. Are y'all ready? This is some old Yoda shit. This is Yoda. This is Yoda talking to me. He said, son, the maximum effective range of an excuse is 0 meters. Okay, let me rewind that shit, because I don't think y'all niggas heard that. My drill sergeant told me, son, the maximum effective range of an excuse is 0 meters. So basically, when I'm talking about the maximum effective range of something, just like we're talking about the M16 rifle, you know, you got the M16A1, M16A2, and you know, your effective range of an M16A1 or A2 may be 300 yards. That is the maximum effective range of the weapon. You know what I mean? I'm just speaking hypothetically, because I can't remember what the maximum effective range is. It's been a long time, but I think it's 300 yards. I can't remember if it's meters or yards or whatever, but the gist of it is you can fire this weapon at least 300 yards before it is rendered ineffective. You know what I mean? You can basically shoot at a target and get a pretty good eye line, a pretty good eyesight, get a pretty good bead on whatever you're going to shoot at least 300 yards away with this weapon. That's the maximum effective range of it, okay? So when he told me that shit, man, he said the maximum effective range of any excuse that you have in life to say why you can't do something, nigga, is 0 meters, meaning there is no such thing as a fucking excuse for nothing, nigga. It won't fly. No matter what you do, no matter what you say, no matter where you go, ultimately, it's your motherfucking fault if you can't goddamn accomplish the mission, nigga. Period. It was just like, it was an epiphany, man. It was like I said, I'm laying in these hot-ass rocks and I'm cooking and shit. And I'm blaming the rocks, I'm blaming the heat, I'm blaming everything but myself. I got these obstacles in my motherfucking way, and it's up to me to overcome the insurmountable odds and accomplish my motherfucking mission. No matter what happens, no matter what jumps in my way, I got a mission. The mission is to shoot the goddamn target, man. And shit, the mission calls for me to shoot the target. And if I can't shoot it, it ain't the rock's fault. It ain't the sun's fault. It ain't the pressure of the drill sergeant looming over me, you know what I'm saying, freaking me the fuck out, man. If I can't shoot him, if I can't shoot the target, ultimately that all rests on me. That basically means I failed. That basically means I'm the failure. So the maximum effective range of any excuse that you got in life, nigga, is 0 meters. You know what I mean? And that's basically saying this. So when I'm talking about niggas this and niggas that, and how I'm kind of hard on niggas and shit, and then I hear motherfuckers, right, talking about the history of black folks and why we in this condition and why we do this. I'm like, look, man, the maximum effective range of a goddamn excuse is 0 goddamn meters. So I don't want to hear that you ain't had no daddy. I don't want to hear about what the fuck happened in slavery times. I don't want to hear none of that shit, man. All I want to hear is what the fuck you gonna do about it, nigga. Because ultimately, man, when you in these streets, we could break this shit down and put it to the brass tacks. If you really want to, nigga. I mean, shit, if you outside minding your own business and some punk ass nigga come up and put a 357 Magnum in your face and tell you empty out your pockets, are you gonna excuse this motherfucker because he ain't got no daddy figure in his life? Huh? Nah, I don't think so. You gonna be pretty goddamn pissed off and really goddamn just livid that this shit is going down, and you gonna want some blood out this motherfucking nigga, man. And you gonna retaliate. I mean, it's fucking tooth and claw out there, man. Survival of the fittest, man. You gives a rat's ass about what the fuck happened in that nigga's past when he got a fucking pistol in your face and he emptying out your pockets. You know what I'm saying? And that's the whole shebang with, you know, black folks as a collective. I gives a fuck what happened in the past. I fully understand what happened in the past. Don't nobody know that shit more than me. I was affiliated with the Nation of Islam for, I don't know, damn near a decade, nigga. I was affiliated with the Nubian Islamic Hebrew Mission. You know what I mean? Talking all that white devil shit and then reading all the memoirs of Marcus Garvey and Malcolm X and Noble Drew Ali and Clarence 13X and Honorable Elijah Muhammad and Medgar Evers, and I mean, nigga, it goes on. I'm saturated in that black shit, nigga. But it get to the point where, fuck, nigga, enough is enough. When you gonna quit the goddamn whining and the bitching and step up and handle your motherfucking business, black man? You feel me? So the maximum effective range of an excuse for you, nigga, is 0 meters. There is no excuses about why you can't accomplish what you need to accomplish. If you can't accomplish it, it just means that you weak, nigga. And you not meant to goddamn procreate. You not meant to pass your genetics and your genes on to the next goddamn generation. You are meant to die on the goddamn vine. Like I said, survival of the fittest. Only the strong survive, man. So, every day I wakes up, man, I'm thinking, thank you, Drill Sergeant Sarringer, man. Because whenever I think that I have a situation in front of me that I can't overcome, or I think I'm going to succumb to, I automatically think, nigga, you can't do it because you're weak. Nigga, you can't handle it because you're deficient. And so that kind of lights a fire under my ass, and that eliminates my excuses that I have to accomplish my goal or to accomplish my mission. Once again, man, yeah, I'm fully aware of all the fuck shit that's happened to black folks in history, but really, I don't want to hear that shit when a nigga draw down on me and tell me empty my goddamn pockets. Oh, well, we do all this kind of stuff. We do this crime stuff because of our history, because we were disenfranchised and we were split up and we were made to be slaves and we were robbed of knowledge of ourselves. And nigga, I don't give a fuck about that shit, man. Only thing I want to hear is what the fuck we gonna do about it, instead of dwelling on that punk ass shit. So when you hear me being hard on black folks, or you hear me acting like I'm better than niggas, and the truth be told, I really do think I'm better than 90% of the niggas out there, because I'm not an excuse type nigga. Fucking excuse. And I got to thank my white drill sergeant, Drill Sergeant Sarringer, in 1988 for that. You feel what I'm saying? The maximum effective range of an excuse is 0 meters. Thank you, Drill Sergeant Sarringer, for taking a nappy-headed ghetto-ass nigga out the hood and giving him some fucking wisdom, man. You know what I mean? Shit, I'll never forget that dude. I mean, he said a lot of profound things to me. He helped me whip, you know, helped me get my mind right and shit, because I didn't think I was gonna make it through basic training. I didn't think I was gonna amount to shit. That's all my moms ever told me, all my stepfather ever told me, is I wasn't gonna be shit. I wasn't gonna amount to shit. You know what I mean? But shit, Drill Sergeant Sarringer, he told me, he was like, well, nigga, you can sink or you can swim, what you wanna do? Man, it was some hard lessons to learn in basic training, for real. And he didn't cupcake it and he didn't patty cake it with me at all. And he just basically told me, like, well, if you're gonna prove all these people right, that you a scumbag and you're retarded and you don't have no intelligence, and you don't have the intestinal fortitude or the drive to basically make it in life? Is that what you're trying to, you know, is that what you're trying to communicate to your parents? Shit, man. Fuck that. I knew I was going to go back. Somebody, nigga. I was going to go back graduating from basic training and AIT because everybody told me I couldn't fucking do it. Yeah, man. So, one more break. I'll be back. I'll close this shit off in a little bit. But y'all marinate on that, man. As far as life goes, if you got something that you want to do, something you want to accomplish, and then you making up all sorts of excuses about why you can't do it, there is no excuses, man. There is none. Think about that.
Just did it, so it's time to concoct. No one can do it better like this two-man crew. They say we want here to quit us. Now what y'all gonna do?
Always into something, that's my name. Only out for money, hey, cause that's the game. People always ask me why I'm out for scratch. He who has the most is he who won the match.
Strike one. Me and Nate Dogg is a match. Strike two. Leave them standing still in their tracks. Strike three. You could call us 213. It's the L and the B that makes me act like a G.
My exhibition started back in 93. When wasn't nobody listening but warning me. To all the non-believers, now I bet you see. Nobody does it better than me. They can come closer than close. Yeah. Original, they never will be. We bumping from coast to coast. Yeah.
They call me Jeezy the spark plug, keeping it lit. There's no accident for these platinum hits. So when we make it, you show love. Banging in your club, hanging with your thugs, giving up G love.
You remember back on the east side, when all of us niggas used to love to ride. We didn't care what we did. Time was nothing to us, we were just kids. Times are different now, but you still get stuck. I'm not a kid no more, I just don't give a fuck. So if you really think you wanna step to me, keep this in mind, nobody does it better than me. Closer than close, yeah. Original, they never will be. We bumpin' from coast to coast, yeah. We just tryna make you see. Nobody does it.
Wow, make you say go now. Hot rap singles on the charts now. Got a baby, so I'm breaking hearts now. On your mark, get set, it starts now.
All you pimp player hustlers now, you know. You can't keep me out once you crack the door. Either join the team or it's best you flee. Nobody does it better than me. They can come closer than close, yeah. Original, they never will. We bumpin' from coast to coast, yeah. We just tryna make you see. Nobody does it better.
No shit. What have we got here? A fucking comedian, private joker. I admire your honesty. Hell, I like you. You can come over to my house and fuck my sister. You little scumbag! I got your name! I got your ass! You will not laugh! You will not cry! You will learn by the numbers! I will teach you! Now get up! Get on your feet! You had best unfuck yourself or I will unscrew your head and check down your neck!
Sir, yes, sir!
Private Joker, why did you join my beloved corps?
Sir, to kill, sir!
So you're a killer?
Sir, yes, sir!
Let me see your war face.
Sir!
You got a war face? Ah! That's a war face! Now let me see your war face!
Ah!
Bullshit! You didn't convince me! Let me see your real war face!
Ah!
You don't scare me! Work on it!
Sir, yes, sir!
What's your excuse?
Sir, excuse for what, sir?
I'm asking the fucking questions here, Private. Do you understand?
Sir, yes, sir.
Well, thank you very much. Can I be in charge for a while?
Sir, yes, sir.
Are you shook up? Are you nervous?
Sir, I am, sir.
Do I make you nervous?
Sir.
Sir, what? Are you about to call me an asshole?
Sir, no, sir.
How tall are you, Private?
Sir, 5'9", sir.
5'9"? I didn't know they stacked shit that high. You trying to squeeze an inch in on me somewhere, huh?
Sir, no, sir!
Bullshit, it looks to me like the best part of you ran down the crack of your mama's ass and ended up as a brown stain on the mattress. I think you've been cheated.
Where in hell are you from anyway, Private?
Sir, Texas, sir!
Holy dog shit, Texas, only steers and queers come from Texas, Private Cowboy. And you don't much look like a steer to me, so that kind of narrows it down. Do you suck dicks?
Sir, no, sir!
Are you a Peter Pupper?
Sir, no, sir!
I'll bet you're the kind of guy that would fuck a person in the ass and not even have the goddamn common courtesy to give him a reach around. I'll be watching you. Did your parents have any children that lived?
Sir, yes, sir!
I bet they regret that. You're so ugly you could be a modern art masterpiece. What's your name, fat body?
Sir, Leonard Lawrence, sir.
Lawrence, Lawrence, what, of Arabia?
Sir, no, sir.
That name sounds like royalty. Are you royalty?
Sir, no, sir.
Do you suck dicks?
Sir, no, sir.
Bullshit, I'll bet you could suck a golf ball through a garden hose.
Sir, no, sir.
I don't like the name Lawrence. Only faggots and sailors are called Lawrence. From now on, you're Gomer Pyle.
Sir, yes, sir.
Do you think I'm cute, Private Pyle? Do you think I'm funny?
Sir, no, sir.
Then wipe that disgusting grin off your face.
Sir, yes, sir.
Well, any fucking time, sweetheart.
Sir, I'm trying, sir.
Private Pyle, I'm going to give you 3 seconds. Exactly 3 fucking seconds to wipe that stupid-looking grin off your face, or I will gouge out your eyeballs and skull-fuck you. 1, 2, 3.
Sir, I can't help it, sir.
Bullshit! Get on your knees, scumbag. Now choke yourself. God damn it, with my hand, numbnuts. Don't pull my fucking hand over there. I said choke yourself. Now lean forward and choke yourself. Are you through grinning?
Sir, yes, sir.
Bullshit, I can't hear you.
Sir, yes, sir.
Bullshit, I still can't hear you. Sound off like you've got a pair.
Sir, yes, sir.
That's enough. Get on your feet. Private Pyle, you had best square your ass away and start shitting me Tiffany cufflinks, or I will definitely fuck you up.
Sir, yes, sir.
I'm writing Fat Mac Almighty 3XL coming back at y'all, man. I'm going to close this shit out. I'm going to just let y'all know, man, that if y'all hear me going off on a tirade or a rant or a tangent about black folks, nigga, it's out of love. You know what I mean? Because I know we can do better. I know we can handle our business. And I'm not falling for the okie doke, man. I don't want to hear no more bullshit ass excuses about why we do what we do and why we fucked up and why we just continually stay fucked up. You know what I mean? Nah, nigga, like I said, I gets down to the brass tacks, and like I told your ass, nigga, if you out in the hood and somebody draw down on your ass, pulling out pistols and telling you to check your shit in and all this other, or just simple shit, man. Like, niggas having gunfights out there in the neighborhood and one of them motherfuckers shoot your baby sister or some sort of shit like that. Man, do you want to hear about what the fuck happened in slavery? Do you want to hear about the disenfranchisement of black folks back in fucking 1908? You don't want to hear that shit. You know what I mean? Like I said, enough is enough, man. Fuck the excuses. Niggas act like you got some sense. Civilize your motherfucking self. You know what I mean? Like we used to say with the 5% Nation, man. Dip, dip, dive, and civilize a motherfucking 85er, man. You know what I mean? 85% blind, deaf, and dumb. You feel me? Shit. 5% of the world poor righteous teachers, man. Yeah, I'm 5, nigga. I rotate like that, motherfucker. Shit. So, once again, it's all out of love. I don't give a fuck what none of y'all niggas talking about. You know what I mean? We could do better. And I don't want to hear about the goddamn excuses. The maximum effective range of your bullshit excuses, nigga, is 0 meters. How you like that? All right, baby. Fat Mac, and I'm out. Mama told me there'd be days like this, but I'm pissed. Like God's eyes. God's eyes. Rock black cotton in God's eyes. Let rain. Some spit dry and others feel the pain. Chocolate rain. A baby born will die before the sin. Chocolate rain. The school books say it can't be here again. Chocolate rain. The prisons make you wonder where it
black went. Cotton, steady stresses, Smith and Wesson's count my blessing classes in session. The worst question is the first question. Why do we work like slaves, sweating blades to an early grave? Never got paid, but still we slave in the non-trade. Answer that, then answer this too. Love's gonna get you, you know it's true. Life's a bitch, true. You best to backtrack and try to act black and live. Not to be phony and positive, but why be negative? Mr. Matt at G Black Cat got your tongue fat track, got you sprung, now you hung. Do you feel me? Dumb, dumb ditty, it's a meat attempt to reach each and every brother on the streets. If not peace, then at least let's get a peace. I'm tired of seeing bodies on the streets, deceased. Looking through my high school yearbook, reminiscing of the tears as the years took. One homie, two homie, three homies, poof. We used to have troops, but now there's no more youth to shoot. God, come save the misbegotten. Lost ghetto souls of black cotton in God's eyes.
Chocolate rain is straight quickly crashing through your veins. Chocolate rain, using you to fall back down again. Chocolate rain, seldom mentioned on the radio. Chocolate rain, it's the fear your leaders can't control. Chocolate rain, worse than swearing. Chocolate rain, say it publicly and you're insane. Chocolate rain, no one wants to hear about it now. Chocolate rain,
come save the misbegot.
Which real hard it goes away somehow. Chocolate rain makes the rust of friends begin to fight. Chocolate rain, but did they know each other in the night?
Do not. There is no try.
Mercy.